May peace be with all of you.
下午我们一起来学习空难的反思。
This afternoon, our topic of sharing is reflection from the air disaster.
这个礼拜如果大家看新闻啊，可以说都是很留意有关于马航空难的这个事情。
This week, if we follow the news, all of us might notice and follow the news regarding the air disaster in Malaysian Airlines.
3月8号。就是一个礼拜之前，马航，我从吉隆坡的航班飞往北京的途中失踪了。
So last week, March the 8th, and the airline going from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing was lost.
飞机载上239人。
On board the airplane, 239 people.
突然间在雷达当中失踪了。
They disappeared on the radar.
现在已经整整一个礼拜。
It has been a week already.
连任何消息，任何飞机的残骸都还找不到。
Not a trace or news of the leftover of the airplane has been found.
当然了，这个空难呢，每年都有，常常都有。
Of course, there's always air disasters in the news every year.
这个空难非常的特别。
But this air disaster is more unique.
因为发生了一个礼拜，有的资讯也非常有限。
Because it has already happened for a week, and we have very limited information.
原因也找不到。
And the reason has not been found.
还是大家都在猜测而已。
Everyone is still doing all their guesswork.
飞机的残骸也找不到。
And the remains of the plane hasn't been found.
到底那个飞机还有人在哪里？
So where's the plane and where's the people?
当然，大家已经假设了，它一定是坠毁在海洋中间的某一个角落。
Of course, people have already made assumption that it has fallen into a certain part of the sea.
也许永远找不到。
It might never be found.
但是无论如何，这件事情是大新闻。
But regardless, this is a big news.
那我们基督徒在看世界上的每一件事情的发生，要从一个属灵的角度去看。
But for us Christians, when we view all the events happening in this world, we need to view it from a spiritual perspective.
这种事情对我们来说有什么值得反省的地方呢？
Towards this kind of disaster, how can we reflect?
跟我们的信仰有什么关联呢？
How does it relate to our faith?
好，那我们下午来讲几点。
So we will talk of a few points this afternoon.
第一点。
First point.
我们不要去论断人。
We should not judge other people.
我们应该赶快的悔改。
We should quickly repent.
人都有一种喜欢论断别人的习惯。
We all, as human beings, we all have this habit of judging other people.
尤其是看到身边的人呢，遇到不幸的事情的时候。
Especially when we see people around us face troubles.
心里面都会有个疑问。
We all have a question in our hearts.
这些人遇到这些不幸的事，是不是他做了一些比较不好的事带来的后果？
We will think that all these people had something bad happening to them. Is it because they did something bad?
但是主耶稣告诉我们，不是一定有这样的关联的。
But Lord Jesus tell us that the correlation might not necessarily connect.
我们看路加福音的十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 13.
第一章十三章的第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
路加十三章一节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣。
1. Now there was some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices.
这里说记载有一些人告诉耶稣一件事情。
So here records that certain people told Lord Jesus this event happened.
就是当时的首领，当时的政治的领袖比拉多迫害了一些犹太人。
That the political leader at that time, Pilate, he persecuted some Jews.
将他们的血掺杂在他们的祭物当中。
And that he had the blood of these people mixed with their sacrifices.
所以这些人可以说是遇到不幸，失去他们的生命。
So those people, they met up with unfortunate things, and they lost their life.
他们就告诉耶稣这件事情。
So they told these events to Lord Jesus.
但是耶稣怎么讲？
How did Lord Jesus reply?
第二节。
Verse 2.
耶稣说，你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪吗？所以受到这害吗？
Verse 2, Jesus answered, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way?
第三节。
Verse 3.
我告诉你们不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Verse 3, he continued to say, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish.
这主耶稣打破一个观念。
So Lord Jesus broke a concept.
不要以为坏人才会遇到坏事。
Don't feel that only bad things only happen to bad people.
不一定是遇到不幸的人就一定做了什么不好的事比别人更坏。
It is not necessary that if something happened bad to you, then you are bad and worse than other people.
有时候普通的人也会遇到不幸。
Sometimes even ordinary people will face unfortunate things.
所以不要去论断别人。
So you should not judge other people.
反而主耶稣告诉大家。
They were not worse than any other people.
但是你们如果不悔改的话。
But for you, if you don't repent,
都要如此灭亡啊。
You will also all perish.
所以说再讲一个比喻。
Lord Jesus Christ spoke another parable.
第四节。
Verse 4.
从前有一座大楼很出名叫西罗崖流倒塌了压死了十八个人。
Lord Jesus said that before there was a very famous tower called the Tower in Siloam, fell and 18 people died.
你们以为那些人比一切在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？
And Lord Jesus said, do you think those people are more guilty than all others living in Jerusalem?
耶稣说不是的。
Lord Jesus said, no.
你们如果不悔改，
Lord Jesus said, unless you repent,
都要如此灭亡。
You too will all perish.
我只是说强调一点。
So Lord Jesus stressed one point.
不要以为遇到不幸的人是更有罪。
Don't feel that those people who meddle with unfortunate things, they are more sinful.
反而我们要反省自己。
Rather, we have to repent for ourselves.
我们没有比别人更好。
We are not better than anyone else.
但是赶快悔改。
So we should all repent.
不然的话也要灭亡。
Or else we should all perish.
这个灭亡是指什么？
What does that perish mean?
不是指身体的灭亡。
It doesn't mean you perish in your body.
是指灵魂的灭亡。
But you perish in your soul.
那些人倒塌了，那个楼死了。
So those people who died because the tower fell,
其实是死得比较早而已。
They only died earlier than you.
过了几年，过了几十年，那一代的人也会死。
After a few decades, that whole generation of people also died.
所以这样，从这个角度来看，大家都一样。
So from this perspective, everyone is the same.
无论你是不是遇到意外，都会死。
Regardless if you face with accidents, you will all die.
但问题是一定要在离开世界之前。
But the things that we have to worry about is before you pass away from this world,
赶快悔改。
You should quickly repent.
让我们的灵魂可以得救。
So that our soul could be saved.
这个才是最重要的。
This is more important.
我们看希伯来书的第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 9.
27节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27.
希伯来书九章二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27.
九章二十七节。
Hebrews 9:27.
二十七节，按的定命，人人都有一死，死后才有审判。
27, just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
这也是属灵的道理。
Here is a spiritual teaching.
按照定命。
According to destiny.
什么叫定命呢？
What does it mean that you're destined?
就是神给人的一个界限。
That God gave everyone a limit.
一个安排。
Arrangement.
本来是没有这样子的。
Originally, we don't have such a range.
本来神创造世界，创造人类是一直可以拥有生命的。
Originally, God created all people so that they can all maintain their life.
但是因为人犯了罪。
But because men sinned.
罪就进入世界。
And that sin entered into the world.
所以人要面对死亡。
So man has to face death.
所以肉体一定要有一次死亡。
So in your body, in your flesh, you will for sure die once.
所以这个已经定好了。
And this is already destined.
没有人可以脱离这个命定。
And nobody can ever escape such destiny.
有一些人是命定是自然离世，安然离世，老死或者是病死的。
Some people are destined to pass away naturally of old age.
有一些人就是遇到意外。
Some people will die of accident.
但是无论如何都会面对死亡。
But regardless, we all face death.
但是最重要的是死后才有审判。
Yeah, most importantly, it says here that after we die, we face judgment.
今天很多人。不相信神。
Today, a lot of people they don't believe in God.
他说：“哎呀，不要讲这些。”
They'll say, "Oh, don't talk about these things."
我现在那么忙。
Right now, I'm so busy.
忙赚钱，忙生活。
I busy myself in living and making money.
哎呀，哪有什么死后什么天国地狱的这些事情
？So there's no such thing as death or heaven or hell.
所以很奇妙，很多人不相信。
So very wonderfully that a lot of people don't believe.
但是不相信的人呢，特别怕死。
But those people who don't believe, they are the ones that are afraid of death.
有人在医院里面工作。
People who work in the hospital.
他看到一些有信仰的人跟没有信仰的人离世的，那个时候是不一样。
They will see that those people have faith, that those people who don't have faith, when they pass away, it's different.
没有信仰，没有信主的人很害怕。
When those who don't have faith, when they pass away, they are afraid.
死之前的挣扎，那个脸容啊，那个脸容啊，非常的可怕，非常的惊恐。
They struggle, and their expression is full of fear when they pass away.
那为什么人又不相信死后有审判，但是死之前也会怕死？
But how come people don't believe in judgment after they die, yet they are so afraid of death?
这个不是很矛盾吗？
This is so contradicting.
如果你怕死，就肯定知道死后有事情要发生了。
If you're afraid of death, then for sure you know that something will happen after you die.
那如果死后有审判，那肯定现在要准备好。
And if you know that there is judgment after death, then now you have to prepare.
因为这个身体，肉体一定会过去。
Because your body will surely pass away.
前几天看到美国一个新闻。
A few days ago, I saw a news in the U.S.
Mississippi, 这个州啊，有一个黑人的老人家。
In the state of Mississippi, there is a black lady.
她妻子, black man, black old man.
A black old man.
她呢，生病。
He was sick.
送到医院。
He was sent to the hospital.
心跳停止了。
His heart stopped.
医生呢，就检查他。
And the doctors examined him.
觉得没有心跳了，没有呼吸了。
So they judged that there's no heartbeats, there's no breath.
好，那我就宣判他已经死亡。
So they made the statement that he is that he's dead.
家人就安排殡仪馆的人来把他的遗体啊来拿走。
So the family member arranged funeral service to take away his corpse.
放在那个装死尸的这个袋子里面。
They placed him in this bag.
在冷冻柜里面。
And put it into the fridge.
送到殡仪馆。
They were sent to the funeral homes.
殡仪馆的人工人啊。 准备开始帮他化妆了。
When they were about to fix up his
embalm
him.
结果为什么这个尸袋啊，这个脚在踢啊，在动。
But then they saw that the back, the leg is moving.
哇，吓死那个 embalm 那个给他化妆的那个人。
So that really scared the person who tried to embalm him.
那赶快把他打开尸袋。
So quickly they opened the bag.
张开眼睛。
And the person opened his eyes.
哇，赶快打电话给警察。
And they quickly called the police.
医院的人又来，马上要赶过来。
And all the members of the hospital came.
哎，发觉他又活过来。
They discovered that he's alive again.
啊，还送他回家。
So they sent him home.
哇，这个奇迹有时候会发生啊。
So yeah, sometimes miracles happen.
啊，竟然在殡仪馆里面都醒过来。
So that person woke up in the funeral home.
但是过了礼拜了，又再死一次。
But after a week, he died again.
所以他总共死了两次。
So in total, he died twice.
但是每一个人大部分都是只有死一次啊，肉体上只有死一次。
But most of us, physically, we only die once.
但是这是告诉我们，就算你大难不死，奇迹生还，那有一天还是要面对人生的最后一个结局。
But this story really tells us that although you can escape death or sometimes you have the miracle that happens, but you will still die.
所以不要论断别人说，哎呀，这个人遇到意外死得那么早。
So we should not judge other people and say that, oh, this person has something bad. He's a bad person and he died early.
我好幸运哦，我到现在还没有遇到这种事情。
And we shouldn't say that, oh, I'm so lucky I haven't met up with these things.
不要觉得幸运。
So don't feel that you're lucky.
因为如果不悔改的话,
if we don't repent,
到最后都是一样。
At the end, it's all the same.
因为有第二次的死亡。
And there is the second death.
好，我们看启示录第20章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 20.
启示录第20章。
Revelation chapter 20,
第13节,
verse 13.
13节,
13.
20章13节, 于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
13, the sea gave up the dead that were in it, the death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what he had done.
14节, 死亡和阴间也被扔在火屋里，这火屋就是第二次的死。14.
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death.
这也是记载末日的审判的形状。Here
it describes the scene of the end time judgment.
那时候海要交出其中的死人。At
that time, the sea will give up all the dead that's in it.
因为有人是坐船的时候沉船呢，死的。Because
sometimes people die while they were on the ship.
被大鱼吃掉了。They
were eaten by fish.
像铁达尼号的人啊。
Just like people in Titanic,
或是马航的这些人啊,
or the people from Malaysian Airlines.
找不到尸体了，被海那些鱼吃掉了。
They couldn't find their corpse because they were eaten.
但是神有办法。
But God has His way.
审判的时候，海要叫做其中的死人。
In times of judgment, the sea will give up all the dead that were in it.
死亡啊，阴间就是坟墓，都要交出其中的死人。
The death, the Hades, that means the grave will also give up the dead that were in them.
每个人要在神面前受审判。
Every person will be judged, before God.
不是死了就没有。
It's not that after you die, then nothing happens.
灵魂是不会灭的。
Your soul will not die.
所以如果还没有名字记在生命册上。
So if your name is not in the book of life,
是第二次的死亡。
Then you shall face the second death.
是灵魂的永死。
That's the eternal death of your soul.
我们要赶快悔改。
So we shall quickly repent.
赶快预备好自己。
We should quickly prepare ourselves.
也要赶快传福音。
And we should quickly preach.
身边有什么朋友啊、亲戚啊，告诉他们这个好主耶稣的福音。
If there are friends and family members around us, we should quickly tell them the gospel of Lord Jesus.
趁着还有机会。
We should take hold of the chance that we have now.
第二点。
Second point.
我们不要夸口啊。
We should not boast.
应当仰望神。
We should look forward to God.
人都很喜欢夸口。
Many people, they all like to boast.
夸口人间的科技的发达。
They will boast on the advancements in technology.
有人说啊，人定胜天，人能改变命运。
Some people say that people can change their destination.
人可以往天空飞，可以往太空前进。
People can fly in the air, they can go to outer space.
没有什么我们人类做不到的。
There's nothing that human beings cannot accomplish.
讲这种话的人很无知。
But those people who spoke in such a way, they are the most ignorant.
人真的有那么厉害吗？
Is human being truly that so powerful?
上那个所谓的外太空，在地球表面走一走，就说我去了太空了。
So they thought that they went to the outer space, and they walk around on the surface of the earth, and they say they went to the outer space.
这个宇宙有多大？我们人类知道的才一点点而已。
How big? If we think about how big this universe is, and how insignificant we are.
铁达尼号的故事我们都知道。
We all know the story of Titanic.
当时号称永远不会沉的大洋船。
At that time, it was called the ship that will never sink.
人很喜欢夸口啊。
People will always boast.
结果第一次出旅航就沉了。
Yet on its first ship journey.
那个波音的777的飞机。
And we also know that the Boeing 777.
现在这代民航飞机里面最新的通信设备最好的。
It is the most advanced, the newest airplane in the.In the airplane industry,
它可以续航啊，16个小时不用加油啊，所以从多伦多直飞北京、直飞香港、台湾都可以。
It can fly 16 hours straight without ever making a stop.
它的通讯系统可以跟卫星、跟地上的雷达、跟 GPS 全部连上。
And its communication system can be linked to the satellite, the GPS, and all the networks.
人真的可以夸口吗
？But truly, can we boast?
去年在美国，一台777降落的时候就甩了。
Last year in the U.S., one of the 777 landed and it accident happened.
马航的这台777也不见了。
And this time now, the Malaysian Airlines 777 also was gone.
铁达尼号人曾经是人的夸口的，也是藏在海底里面的。
And Titanic, the ship that people boast about, now it's forever lying in the seabed.
人可以向神夸口吗
？Can man truly boast to God?
人不能夸口。
We cannot boast.
有时候我们不是夸科技，我们夸我们自己。
A lot of times we are not boasting about our technology, we boast about ourselves.
我们夸明天。
We boast about tomorrow.
我们看雅各书的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 4.
13节。
Verse 13.
雅各书四章十三节。
James chapter 4, verse 13.
四章的十三节。
James chapter 4, verse 13.
唉，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年做买卖得利。十四节。
14。
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原是一片云雾，云雾出现少时就不见了。十五节。
15。
你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。十六节。
16。
现今你们竟以张狂夸口。凡这样夸口的都是恶的十七节
17.
人若知道行善却不去行这就是他的罪了从这一段里面告诉我们
From 13 to 17 it tells us
人的罪是什么
What is our sin?
有人说我没有杀人放火为什么我有罪
Some people say that I do not murder and do bad things then How come I'm a sinner?
但是十六节这里说这种罪这种恶跟你做坏事是没有关系。
But 16 tells us such an evil has nothing to do with you doing bad things.
什么叫罪？什么叫恶？
What is evil? What is sin?
当你不承认神的在你生命当中的主权的时候，就有罪了。
When you do not acknowledge the authority of God in your life, then such is sin.
这里十三节说有一个人啊，这个人可能是你，可能是我。
So verse 13 says, here's a person. It might be you or might be me.
全世界都充满这种人。
The whole world is filled with such people.
这种人呢很有计划。
This kind of people, they are very wise in planning.
人生就是要赚钱嘛，大家都知道。
Everyone knows that you have to make money while you live.
那要计划，今天明天我们要去哪里赚钱。
So they plan that today or tomorrow, we have to make money in such a way.
他知道那边有钱赚，所以去那边住个一年。
So he knows that it's prosperous there, then he'll go there and make money.
赚到一些钱了。
After he makes some money,
再去别的地方。
He will go to another city.
再赚钱。
And make more money.
这个不是我们吗？
Isn't this us?
我们生命当中很多计划。
A lot of us, we all have plans in our life.
你看那些人坐飞机239个人。
So you see those people who were on an airplane, 239 people.
上面载的是无论是哪一个国籍的人。
Regardless of what nationality they are.
其实他们只有三个目标。
They only had three destinations.
第一就是做生意的人。
One of them is being a businessman.
飞去中国做生意。
They went to China to do business.
或者是飞去马来西亚做完生意回家的。
Or second one is after they had done business in Malaysia, they're about to go home.
第二种人在飞机上面。
The second type of people.
就是去度假的。
They are on vacation.
赚了钱要飞去玩的。
After they make money, they are to have fun.
第三种人。
Third type.
就是工作的。
Is for work.
开飞机的或者是当空服的。
They are the pilot and the service people in the airline.
我们人生不是不断地为这三样事情在忙吗？
So most of us, aren't we those three type people?
工作，
we work,
做生意，
we do business,
或者是家庭，
or we our families.
但是其实十四节说，其实明天如何，你们还不知道啊。
But yet, verse 14 tells us what happens tomorrow. We do not know.
他们上飞机之前有想到可能下不了飞机吗？
When they went on the plane, do they know that they will never get off?
同样，每一天有很多人离世。
Similarly, every day a lot of people pass away.
他们永远没有想到，他离世的时候之前呢，没有想到说啊，这是我最后一天。
They never know the day that this is the day that they're going to pass away.
如果今天我们知道今天是人生最后一天
，If today we know that today is our last day,
我们肯定会把我们要做的事情重新调整。
Then surely we will address everything that we do.
因为你剩下一天的话，
because if you only have one day left,
这太重要了。
It is very important.
要把最重要的事情做好。
You have to do the most important thing first.
所以你们不知道明天如何。
So if we don't know what will happen tomorrow,
生命是什么呢？
What is life?
一片云雾啊。
Life is merely a mist.
春天快到了。
Spring is about to come.
春天的特点就是会有很多雾。
The unique thing about springtime is there's a lot of mist.
早上起来，哇，东西都看不见。
When you wake up in the morning, you won't see anything in the mist.
太阳一出来，雾都不见了。
But when the sun comes out, all the mist is gone.
我们也是一样。
Similarly with us.
我们现在在。
Today we're still here.
明天可能不在。
But tomorrow will be gone.
明年可能不在。
We might not be here next year.
不一定等很久。
It might not be a long time.
我们要怎么办呢？
So what shall we do?
不是说都不用计划。
It does not mean that we cannot plan.
也不是说不赚钱。
It doesn't mean that we cannot make money.
也不是说不去玩。
It doesn't mean that we cannot go vacation.
我们只能说。
We can only say.
十五节。
Verse 15.
主如果愿意。
Can only say if it's the Lord's will.
我就可以活着。
Then I can live.
可以做这个事，可以做那个事。
Then I can do this and that.
这句话真的很宝贵啊。
This is such precious thing.
如果没有活着。
If we are not alive,
什么计划都是假的。
Then all the plans is in vain. It's fake.
所以，如果主愿意，我才可以活着。
So it is only if the Lord wills that I can live.
代表我们人生任何的规划的时候。
It meant that whatever planning we do in our life,
要把这个主权交给神。
We have to give authority back to God.
当你把你的人生的主权交给神的时候
，When you give such authority back to God,
很多事情你会很放松。
Then a lot of things you will take heart.
如果主愿意，我才做得成。
If only if the Lord wills, then I can do accomplish.
主不愿意，那我就不要去做。
If the Lord does not will, then I won't do it.
不要去勉强。
We should not force.
如果主愿意，我就有这个机会。
If the Lord is willing, then I have such a opportunity.
能够活着是因为主愿意。
And I am alive now only because the Lord wills.
所以今天能够活着，今天就是恩典。
So today, if I'm alive today, then that's the grace given by the Lord.
啊，我们要好好珍惜主耶稣给我们的。
We have to truly cherish what the Lord has given to us.
每一次我小弟去了不同的地方。
Every time I go and to different places.
出差啊，去访问教会啊。
Sometimes I have to go on the trip and to visit different churches.
弟兄姐妹送机的时候，或者是拜拜的时候，都会说：“哎呀，杨传道，以后明年再过来，或者下次赶快再过来看我们。”
When they send me off to the airport, the brothers and sisters will say, next year, come back.
我都不敢说好啊，明年见。
I never dare to say, sure, I'll see you next year.
我只能够说，如果主愿意。
I can only say if the Lord wills.
真的有一些时候，我以为明年就会再去了，结果十年都没有再去。
Truly, sometimes you feel that you'll go back next year, but you won't go back there in 10 years.
没有这个机会啊。
No such an opportunity no more.
神给你机会，你才能够做任何的事。
Only because God gives you opportunities that you can do something.
所以我们要把我们的人生的主权交给神。
So we have to give the authority of our life to God.
主若愿意。
If the Lord wills.
夸口要在主身上。
And whenever we boast, we have to boast in the Lord.
我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
23节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23.
耶利米书九章二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23.
我们不要夸明天呢，也不要夸自己。
We should not boast about tomorrow or boast for ourselves.
我们要夸谁呢
？Who should we boast?
耶利米书九章的二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23.
耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主也不要因他的财物夸口。二十四节。
24.
夸口的却因他有聪明知识。我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是耶和华说的。
23. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. 24. But let him who boasts about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for in these I delight, declares the Lord.
人不要夸口啊。
Man shall not boast.
人喜欢夸什么呢？
What does man boast about?
第一夸到自己的头脑。
First, they boast about their brain.
我智慧，有智慧。
They boast that they are wise.
很会读书。
They can study a lot.
几个学位。
They have a lot of degrees.
很聪明。
They were very wise.
有时候我们不是夸自己啊，我们会夸自己的儿女啊。
Sometimes we also not only boast about ourselves, we boast about children.
啊，你看我儿女在哪里毕业的？
See how where my children graduates.
我女儿有十八般武艺，样样都会。
My daughter has all type of skills.
礼拜一到礼拜，我每天都学不同的东西。
From Monday to Friday, she knows all different skills and talents.
有一些人喜欢夸什么
？And what other people boast?
夸他的勇力。
Boast about their strength.
你看我都不会累的。
And they'll boast like, see, I can never get tired.
我开车八个小时不会累。
See, I drive for 8 hours straight. I'm not tired.
我跑步啊，跑很快的。
I can run really fast.
有一些人是夸他的钱。
Some people also boast about their riches.
你看我的钱很多。
See how rich I am.
曾经我去过一个弟兄家里。
There was this once I went to this brother's house.
他开店呢，开玩笑。
He made a joke. He had a store.
他说哇，很好赚啊，钱很好赚。
He said, "Oh, money is so easy to make."
我肚子都不晓得钱要放哪里。
I don't know where to put my money.
不晓得放在家里放哪里。
I no longer have a place to put it in my house.
我心里想有没有那么夸啊？
I say, is it so exaggerated?
他就很夸。
But he exaggerates.
真好赚，都不晓得放哪里。
He just say that, "Oh, money is so easy to make. I don't know where to put it."
夸不久啊，小偷进他家里
，and
偷了不少钱呢。
And just not long after, a thief went to his house and stole a lot of money.
夸了钱，你说钱太多，不晓得放哪里啊？小偷帮你拿一点。
So when you boast about you don't know where to put your money, then the thief comes in and steals some.
有人说我很健康了。
Some people they are very healthy.
不用看医生了。
They say, "Oh, I never see the doctor."
真的不用看医生了，直接就，都不用看医生了。
And truly, one day that they no longer need to see the doctor.
有人呢，哇，夸一些保养品。
Some people boast of all the health products
they
have.
你看我身体那么好，都是因为我吃这个吃那个吃那个。
They'll say that, "See how healthy I am because I ate this and that."
一夸了，没有了。
And when they boast, then they have nothing.
真的不要夸。
Truly, we should not boast.
我们是什么？我们是什么？一片云雾能够夸吗
？Who are we truly? We are only a mist.
如果有智慧
If we truly have wisdom,
那是神给的。
It is given by God.
更要谦卑。
We should even more so be humble.
越有智慧的人就越谦卑。
And the more wise we are, then the more humble we become.
如果有勇力。
If we are strong,
那个是神给的。
It's given by God.
暂时有，不会永远有。
And we only have it temporarily, we'll not have it forever.
有钱。
If we have riches,
是神借给你的。
It's borrowed to you by God.
不是你的。
It's not yours.
因为你带不走。
Because you cannot take it away.
没有人把钱带在棺材里面带走了。
Nobody can ever take their riches into the grave.
你又带走，你的子孙也不给你带走。
If you are able to take it, but your descendants will lose it.
神借给你用，看你怎么用。
God only lend it to you to see how you utilize it.
不要为这个来夸口。
So we should not boast in these things.
那要夸什么呢？
What should we boast?
夸口的却要因他有聪明知识，认识我是耶和华。
But for those who boast, they should boast that they know about the Lord, they have understanding of the Lord.
如果人生当中你有一件事情可以夸口的，
If one thing that you can boast about in your life,
你就可以夸说，感谢神啊，我做一个最正确的决定就是认识神。
So you can boast in this way that thank God I made the best choice that I come to know God.
以神为夸口。
You boast in God.
然后知道神喜欢我们行慈爱公平公义。
And you boast that you know that God wills for us to exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness.
所以每次我们踏进飞机,
so every time we step into a plane,
踏进一台车,
when we step into a car,
我们就知道你的生命不在你手中,
then we should know that our life is not in our hand.
一切都在神的手中,
everything is in God's hand.
再来第三点,
and third point,
我们不要偏离航道,
we should not depart from our journey, our road.
我们要赶快回到正道。
We have to return back to the right path.
马航飞机的失事的原因还不知道。
We still do not know why there was disaster happened to that Malaysian airline.
但是有一件事情可以很确定的。
But there's one thing that we can be very certain.
这台飞机呢是偏离了它的航道。
That this plane deviated from its path.
它本来要往北飞，去北京。
Originally, it's going north to Beijing.
但是飞了一个多小时。
But after an hour.
不晓得发生什么事。
Not sure what happened.
偏离了航道。
It deviated from its path.
一下子飞了一万多米，比原来的标准的还高。
It flew all the way ten.
一下子就下来很多。
10,000 meters higher than what it's supposed to be and went down.
要往西方面去转。
And it went to the east.
那汽油
the west.
汽油根本带不够，要飞很远。
And that it did not carry enough gas, and it still had to fly very far.
飞往印度的方向去飞啊。
And it also went to the direction of India.
那就不是原来的航空公司航道。
So it is not the pathway set for it by the airline company.
但是一直往西飞。
So it continued to fly west.
到最后都只有一个结果。
And at the end, there's only one result.
汽油耗尽，这最海难，一定是这样。
That for sure it has used up all its gasoline and dipped into the water. So how come it deviated from its path? The investigators will look into it.
但是我们可以知道,
But one thing we know,
飞机如果偏离航道,
that if an airplane went astray from its destined path,
就肯定不会有好的事情发生,
then surely nothing good will happen to it.
可能会发生意外。
There might be accidents.
严重的会坠机。
And the worst is that it might collapse.
Air crash. 人生也是一样。
Our life is the same.
我们人生呢是有一条航道的。
Our life, we have a path.
我们的人生这个航道就是真理。
This path is the truth.
人生的航道就是要归向神。
And our path is to go back, return to God.
走在神要我们走的道路上面。
That we walk on the path that the Lord wants us to walk.
几十年短短的人生结束了，我们都要得救。
That after a few decades of life passed away, we shall be saved.
要找到永生。
We shall find eternal life.
但是我们人有时候就像这台飞机这样，偏离了航道。
But a lot of times our life is like this airplane. We deviated from this path.
以色列百姓就是这样偏离航道。
The people of Israel were like this. They deviated from their path.
我们看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
第十八章。
Jeremiah chapter 18.
十一节。
Chapter 18, verse 11.
耶利米书十八章十一节。
Chapter 18, verse 11.
现在你要对犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民说：耶和华如此说，我造出灾祸攻击你们，定义刑罚你们。你们个人当回头离开所行的恶道，改正你们的行动作为。他们却说，这是枉然，我们要照自己的计谋去行，个人随自己顽梗的恶性做事。
11. Now therefore said to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says, Look, I am preparing a disaster for you and devising a plan against you. So turn from your evil ways, each of you, and reform your ways and your actions. 12. But they will reply, It is no use. We will continue with our own plans. Each of us will follow the stubbornness of his evil heart.
以色列百姓本来是神的选民。
The people of Israel, originally, they were chosen people of God.
神一直带领他们的人生，还有他们的历史。
God has always guided their life and their history.
有神带领，他们虽然在埃及受苦，但是没有灭亡。
With the guidance of God, although they were in Egypt, yet they did not perish.
在旷野，茫茫旷野，虽然很艰难，但是却没有消灭。
In the vast desert, although life is difficult, they were not destroyed.
旷野是很难找方向的。
In the desert, it's hard to find the direction.
东南西北都一样。
All the directions look the same.
照常在飞在太空啊，飞在空中啊，很难找方向。
Just like when you are in the air in outer space, it's hard to find a direction.
以色列百姓在旷野有神带领。
But in the desert, the Israelites had the guidance of God.
结果没有迷路。
They did not lose their ways.
也没有死在旷野。
They did not die in the desert.
每天有玛拿。
Every day they have manna.
有磐石出水。
Every day there were a water flowing out of the rock.
遇到敌人，神带领他们打仗得胜。
When they faced with enemies, the Lord led them and they won.
就是因为他们走在神的道上。
It is because they walk in the way of the Lord.
但是当他们进到迦南地之后，
But after they enter into the land of Canaan,
他们觉得自己不再需要神了。
They felt that they no longer needed God.
不想被神的道来规范。
They do not want to be conformed by the way of the Lord.
喜欢自己飞哪里就飞哪里。
They want to go and fly whatever they want to.
照自己的心意去行事。
They did according to what they willed in their hearts.
结果在神看中，他已经偏离了航道了。
But in the eyesight of God, they deviated from their path.
到最后只有灾祸、祸患攻击他们。
And at the end, God had to send disasters to strike them.
那我们看现在的人生。
Now if we look at our current life,
每一个人在现在的社会当中都是有自由主义。
Everyone in our life seeks to have free will.
有时候我们加拿大这边讲究人权。
Especially in Canada here, we stress about human rights.
每个人可以选择自己的生活方式。
Everyone has their own free will to choose the way they want to live.
所以越来越多人呢，同性恋。
More and more people, they become homosexual.
他说这个是我的生活方式，我喜欢做什么做什么。
They say that this is the way I live. I do whatever I please.
他说这是人权。
They say that this is human rights.
但是圣经不是这样讲。
But the Bible does not say in such a way.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible is very clear.
一男配一女。
There's one man for one woman.
没有一男配一男，也没有一女配一女。
There's no one man for a man or woman for another woman.
你要男男女女。同性恋，那个社会就会乱掉。
If you wanted to do it in such a way, then the whole society will be messed up.
家庭就会乱掉。
Then your family is messed up.
但是现在的人不同意这样子。
But the people of the present day world, they do not agree with this.
离开了航道。
They deviated from their path.
社会越来越多问题。
So there are more and more problems in the society.
就算家庭也是一样。
Even in the family, in the household, it's the same.
有一些人爱上不该爱的人。
Some people, they love the person, the people that they're not supposed to love.
明明自己家里有配偶。
They have their old spouse in the house.
但是呢，心里痒痒呢。
But they become itchy in their hearts.
所以呢，按照自己的想法去做。
So they did according to their evil desires.
结果家庭破坏了。
Then their life is broken.
婚姻破坏了。
Their marriage and family is broken.
有一些人赚钱。
Some people, they want to make money.
不是按照正道来赚钱。
They do not make it according to the right way.
离开了自己该走的道路。
They departed from what they're supposed to walk.
这个就是离开航道。
Then this is deviating from your path.
所以人生在任何的事情上面，如果离开了神的道。
So in your life, in any way, you departed from the way of God.
就会遇到危险。
then you will face danger.
可能不会马上出现问题。
There might not be a problem right away.
但是迟早出现问题。
But there will be a problem eventually.
那个时候就太晚了。
At that time, it will be too late.
所以我们要赶快回来。
So quickly, we shall return back to the way.
我们看耶利米书第六章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 6.
第十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 16.
耶利米书六章十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 16.
耶利米书六章十六节
Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16
耶和华如此说你们当站在路上查看访问古道那是善道便要行在其间这样你们的心必得安息
16 This is what the Lord says Stand at the crossroad and look Ask for the ancient path Ask where the good way is And walk in it And you will find the rest for your soul
耶利米先知告诉当时的百姓
Prophet Jeremiah told the people at that time
要访问古道
You have to visit the old path
什么叫古道
What is the old path
就是当初神给人的真理
It is the truth that God has given to people from the very beginning
十条诫命
The Ten Commandments
主耶稣的话
The words of Lord Jesus
不要觉得那个 很土了 合不上时代
Don't feel that this is outdated and it does not catch to the current trend.
其实神的话是不改变的。
In actual fact, God's word will never change.
如果神的道理需要按着时间来改变的话
If God's words need to be changed according to the era,
如果神的道德需要按照时代来改变的话
If God's moral standard needs to be changed according to the different times,
那这个神也不要拜了。
Then you don't need to worship God.
他都一直改变你拜他做什么？
Because he's always changing what's the need to worship him.
神值得我们拜的原因就是因为他不改变。
The reason that God deserves our worshiping is that he does not change.
这个就是古道，从古道就没有变过的。
From the very ancient to now, he does not change.
比如说夫妻之间的道理。
For example, the teachings, the words regarding the ways between the spouse.
怎么样可以维持一个好的婚姻？
How do you maintain a good marriage?
你不用说买什么外面的书看一大堆的。
You don't have to buy any books outside.
圣经里面都有。
Everything is according to the Bible.
按照圣经去做。
Just do it according to the Bible.
你婚姻就会美满。
Then your marriage will be very wonderful.
教育儿女也是一样。
Educating your children is the same.
外面很多书。
There's tons of books outside.
一本书你千万不能打。
One book says you cannot discipline them.
另外一本书你要打多一点。
The other book says you had to discipline them more.
100年前的书说要打多一点，现在的书是不能打。
100 years ago says you had to discipline more, now says don't discipline them.
但是你不用看外面的书。
You don't have to look at all the books outside.
圣经怎么讲？
What does the Bible say?
圣经讲得很清楚哦。
The Bible was very clear.
你要管教你的儿女。
You had to discipline your children.
该打的时候要打，用杖来打他。
When you need to beat them, beat them with a rod.
小时候要教他。
When they're young, you have to teach them in the right way.
要严厉一点。
When you're young, you have to be more stern towards them.
这个不是毒打啊，但是这个是教养，这个是 discipline.
It does not mean that you have to beat them bitterly. It just means that you have to discipline.
小的时候讲没有用，就有规范的打。
So when they're young, it's difficult to talk to them. You can discipline them systematically.
要教，要跟他讲。
But after you beat them, you have to teach them and tell them.
但是不是打他打到他受伤那种。
It does not mean that you beat them until they're hurt.
圣经里面什么东西什么道理都有。
All the teachings, all the ways are recorded in the Bible.
所以我们要回到古道上面。
So we have to return to the ancient path.
不要一直往错误的方向。
We should not always go to the deviated path.
我们想想我们的人生。
If we examine our life,
现在就是走在什么方向上面呢？
What direction are we walking now?
像那台飞机。
Are we like that plane?
一直往前飞。
Are we flying straight?
但是错误的方向。
But our way is deviated from the path.
最后就不见了。
And at the end, it's gone.
我们人生很忙。
Our life is very busy.
每个都忙着赚钱。
Everyone busy ourselves in making living.
生活。
In making money.
但是你人生有没有方向？
But do you have a direction in your life?
如果方向错了。
If your direction is wrong.
或者没有方向。
Or if you don't have a direction.
那我们赶紧要回到神那边。
Then quickly, we have to return back to God.
访问古道。
We have to visit the ancient path.
归向神。
We have to return back to God.
这样我们才不会遇到危险。
And in this way, we will not face danger.
但我们希望这个马航的有好的消息啊。
We pray that the Malaysian airline, they will have good news.
但是呢，这个非常不乐观。
But yet, this is very pessimistic.
啊，马航啊，小弟也做过。
I also flew once in the Malaysian Airlines.
有一次从澳洲，从南非坐飞机去澳洲，坐马航。
There was once I flew from South Africa to Australia in Malaysian Airlines.
哇，飞机中途啊，突然间，那个气流很厉害。
Faced with turbulence halfway.
好像突然间掉了十几层楼的感觉，云霄飞车一样。
It felt that you were on a roller coaster and suddenly you lost many stories of height.
那时候我拼命抓着旁边的那个手把。
At that time, I held tightly to the handle beside me.
对，好像坐云霄飞车。
It felt like an air roller coaster ride.
但是后来我想想，抓那么紧也没有用。
Later on, I thought about that it's no use regardless how tight I grab onto it.
它真的要掉了，我抓还紧还是要掉啊。
If it fell, then how tight I grab onto it, it's no use.
后来我在心里默祷。
So at that time, later I just pray in my heart.
不管它怎么摇了，生命在主的手中。
Regardless how it shakes and drops, our life is in the hand of God.
那个十几个小时的航程啊，非常的刺激。
The many hours of flight is very intense.
但是感谢主来平安到达。
But thank the Lord we arrived safely.
有主引导我们，我们就不会失踪了。
When we have, when we are led by the Lord, we will not be astray.
我们来唱诗啊。
Let's sing hymn.